Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, sebuah dengar pendapat kejutan dari Komisi Penyelidik Insiden Kerusuhan tanggal 6 Januari di Gedung Capitol di Washington mengungkapkan beberapa rincian apa yang terjadi pada waktu itu di Gedung Putih. Kemunculan pembantu administrasi Donald Trump, Cassidy Hutchinson, dianggap sebagai rahasia yang luar biasa. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Alan Lee bagi SBS News. Cassidy Hutchinson, seorang wanita muda yang bekerja sebagai pembantu utama kepala staf Presiden Donald Trump, Mark Meadows, bersaksi di sebuah dengar pendapat kejutan yang diadakan oleh Komisi Penyelidik atas kerusuhan tanggal 6 Januari di Gedung Capitol. Wanita yang berusia 25 tahun ini dalam kesaksiannya menggambarkan kampanye mantan presiden tersebut berusaha untuk membatalkan hasil pemilu. Dan bagaimana reaksi Trump setelah kekerasan terjadi di Gedung Capitol? Ia telah diwawancarai sebanyak 4 kali dalam ruang tertutup. Namun komisi mengatakan penting bagi kesaksiannya didengar masyarakat umum. Ia mengatakan 4 hari setelah kerusuhan, ia berbicara kepada pengacara Presiden Trump, Rudy Giuliani.
He looked at me and said something to the effect of, "Cass, are you excited for the 6th? Going to be a great day." I remember looking at him saying, "Rudy, could you explain what's happening on the 6th?" He had responded something to the effect of, "We're going to the Capitol. It's going to be great. The president's going to be there. He's going to look powerful. He's going to be with the members. He's going to be with the senators. Talk to the chief about it. Talk to the chief about it. He knows about it."
Namun, ketika Hutchinson berbicara kepada kepala staf Mark Meadows, ia mengungkapkan kekhawatirannya akan rencana tersebut.
I went back up to our office and I found Mr. Meadows in his office on the couch. He was scrolling through his phone. I remember leaning against the doorway and saying, "I had an interesting conversation with Rudy, Mark. It sounds like we're going to go to the Capitol." He didn't look up from his phone and said something to the effect of, "There's a lot going on, Cass, but I don't know. Things might get real, real bad on January 6th.
Meadows saat ini sedang berjuang untuk menghindari memberi kesaksian bagi Komisi Penyelidik. Hutchinson juga mengungkapkan ketika ditanya oleh Wakil Ketua Komisi, Liz Cheney, mengenai tanggal 6 Januari, sebuah demo di Washington yang dihadiri oleh Trump, dan Presiden pada waktu itu telah diberikan informasi oleh kepala stafnya, Tony Ornato, bahwa beberapa kelompok membawa senjata.
Ms. Hutchinson, is it your understanding that Mr. Ornato told the President about weapons at the rally on the morning of January 6th?
That's what Mr. Ornato relayed to me.
Komisi kemudian memutar rekaman salah satu wawancara yang dilakukan oleh Hutchinson dalam ruang tertutup.
So at the time in the days leading up to the 6th, there were lots of public reports about how things might go bad on the 6th, even the potential for violence. If I'm hearing you correctly, what stands out to you is that Mr. Meadows did not share those concerns, or at least did not act on those concerns.
Did not act on those concerns would be accurate.
Hutchinson mengatakan kepada komisi, ia mendengar presiden berkata ia tidak ingin alat detektor metal digunakan yang dapat memberi peringatan kepada anggota keamanan apabila orang membawa senjata.
I was in the vicinity of a conversation where I overheard the president say something to the effect of, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away. Let my people in, they can march to the Capitol from here. Let the people in, take the effing mags away.
Cheney kemudian memutar rekaman lainnya, kali ini Presiden Trump sendiri.
President Trump was aware that a number of the individuals in the crowd had weapons and were wearing body armor. And here's what President Trump instructed the crowd to do.
"We're going to walk down and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down, anyone you want, but I think right here we're going to walk down to the Capitol."
And the crowd, as we know, did proceed to the Capitol. It soon became apparent to the Secret Service, including the Secret Service teams in the crowd, along with White House staff, that security at the Capitol would not be sufficient.
Selama kerusuhan berlangsung, para perusuh yang berada di dalam gedung Capitol berteriak gantung Mike Pence karena wakil presiden menolak untuk menggagalkan hasil pemilu yang dimenangkan oleh Joe Biden. Liz Cheney berkata, Presiden Trump menganggap Mike pantas menerima hukuman itu.
As rioters chanted hang Mike Pence, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, said that, quote, Mike deserves it, and that those rioters were not doing anything wrong. This is a sentiment that he has expressed at other times as well.
Hutchinson berbicara pada komisi, reaksinya pada sentimen tersebut.
As a staffer that worked to always represent the administration to the best of my ability and to showcase the good things that he had done for the country, I remember feeling frustrated, disappointed, and really, it felt personal. I was really sad. As an American, I was disgusted. It was unpatriotic. It was un-American. We were watching the Capitol building get defaced over a lie.
Dengar pendapat ini masih terus berlangsung. Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Alan Lee bagi SBS News.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.